I think Ruth changed baseball in that he was such a good hitter that he hit home runs where home runs were not expected. I mean, someone like John McGraw, the manager of the Giants, thought that home runs were a distraction. They were a waste of a perfectly good rally. You know, somebody hit the ball over the fence, McGraw thought it was just frivolous. You know, why not hit a double? I mean, it's ridiculous to think about now going backwards, but McGraw was critical about Ruth and said, well, let's see if he can keep it up, meaning he wasn't a complete player. Well, Ruth, he was pretty close to a complete player. But the other thing was that he hits home runs so easily that other players began to realize, hey, if that guy can do it, we can try also. So it wasn't just that the ball got juiced up or that the fences were brought in or any of that. But Ruth showed them that if you put more of your body into this kind of swing, if you swing for the fence, if you let your body do this, you don't have to swing like Wee Willie Keeler or Ty Cobb, you know, for singles and triples, that you can hit the ball over the fence. It changed the game. I would say that in terms of team sports, that Babe Ruth revolutionized his sport more than any of the great American athletes have in theirs. I mean, you know, Jordan, Gretzky, Lawrence Taylor might be the closest in football, you know, a linebacker who was just so superior to everybody else, but you can't quantify it in numbers. Babe Ruth, you could quantify in numbers, and suddenly he's hitting, you know, 60 home runs in a season, and everybody is just sort of catching up to him like, well, you know, if we swing like that, maybe we can hit 30.